Now you'll hear two long conversations.
Conversation 1. No luck then, John?
I'm afraid not, ma'am. Not yet, anyhow. We're still checking on stolen cars. Where do you think he'll head for, ma'am?
Well, he definitely won't try to leave the country yet. He may try to get a passport, and he'll certainly need clothes and money. He'll probably get in touch with Cornfield for those, so I expect he'll make for Birmingham.
Right. I'll put some men on the house.
Yes, do that. Mind you, I doubt if he'll show up there in person. Hammond's no fool, you know. I should think he'll probably use a telephone.
What about his wife?
I shouldn't think he'll go anywhere near her, though he might get her to join him after he's left the country. And when he does leave, he probably won't use a major airport either, so you'd better notify the Coast Guard and keep an eye on the private airfields.
Right, ma'am. I'd better get his description circulated.
Yes, he may change his appearance, of course. And John, be careful. He could be armed, and if I know Hammond, he certainly won't give himself up without a fight.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 19. According to the woman, where might the wanted person first go?
Question 20. How will the wanted man probably get in touch with Cornfield, according to the woman?
Question 21. What will the wanted man deal with his wife?
Question 22. According to the police, how will the wanted man try to leave the country?
Conversation 2.
Hey, Jane. What's so interesting?
What? Oh, hi, Tom. I'm reading this fascinating article on the societies of the Ice Age.
The Ice Age? There weren't any societies then, just groups of cave people.
That's what people used to think. But a new exhibition at the American Museum of National History shows that Ice Age people were surprisingly advanced.
Oh, really? In what way?
Well, Ice Age people were the inventors of languages, art, and music as we know it, and they didn't live in caves. They built their own shelters.
What did they use to build them? The cold weather would have killed almost all of the trees, so they couldn't have used wood.
In some warmer climates, they did build houses of wood. In other places, they used animal bones and skins or lived in natural stone shelters.
How did they stay warm? Animal skin walls don't sound very sturdy.
Well, it says here that in the early Ice Age, they often faced their homes towards the south to take advantage of the sun.
Hey, that's pretty smart. I guess I spoke too soon. Can I read that magazine article after you're done?
No problem.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 23. What did the man originally think of the people of the Ice Age?
Question 24. How did people in the early Ice Age keep warm?
Question 25. What does the man want the woman to do?